Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Good evening, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host tonight. I have a guest on here who's going to blow your mind. This woman has so much power and information that I swear I wish I could be talking to her right now instead of having her talk to you guys. Shanoba Kinsey, are you there?
Hi, Ken. I'm here.
That is good. Can you please, before we get started, get out your contact information. How can they reach you?
Yes, everyone can reach me at www.fusions, and that's F-U-Z-I-O-N-Z, magazine and TV.com. Or if you have any questions, you can email me at fusionsmagazineandtv@hotmail.com.
Great, great. All right, Shanoba, can you please tell everyone a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from, where you're at, things of that sort, so they can kind of get to know you before we get into the interview?
Okay, I'm originally from Louisiana, from northern Louisiana. I went to college in at Grambling State University. I am currently in the Dallas, Texas area, actually Arlington, Texas, but, you know, in the Dallas, Fort Worth area. And currently, you know, as you know, I'm a magazine editor-in-chief, and, you know, that's what I've been doing since 2009.
You know, I like to let our listeners know how impressed I was when I came to the website and actually looked at your magazine. Awesome was the word, and I couldn't wait to have a chance to talk to you about your passions and how you reached them. So can you tell us why you started Fusion Magazine and TV and some of the goals that you've set for your digital magazine?
Yes, thank you for asking. Actually, I laid the magazine out itself in 2005, and the reason I was so amped about starting it is, well, it started out as a youth magazine, like youth outreach, because I saw a need to just get our youth out there, because so many of them are hurting. And a lot of the youth that I knew, you know, that were my children's friends, well, you know, some of them, they were just having issues and problems at home. So I was like, wow, you know, after hearing some of their stories, I was like, okay, we need to do something about this. So initially it started out like that. I laid it out in 2005. But it didn't actually come into play until 2009. And I had someone to actually build me a website. It was built through Sheldon Media. And, you know, he was just putting everything in. And I actually called it Black Fusions Magazine. But then I just took the black off and then just named it Fusions Magazine. And then I did NTV. Because I actually wanted to go out into the community and actually interview with people live and get their stories out there. So it started out as, again, as a youth-oriented magazine, and I did interview a lot of youth organizations, you know, people who were out there doing great things, and then come to find out there were other needs in the community, not just with the youth, but just overall. So it became a community outreach magazine after that.
Mm. So were you first working with people that was right in your community and then just somehow would just expand it to where it is today? How did that kind of work out for you?
Okay. Actually, I was working with people within the community. There was an organization called HYPE, Helping Youth Prepare for Excellence. And then there was Rap for Success. And they were kind of like, they went together hand in hand. On one aspect, HYPE, they were helping youth, I think from the age of I want to say maybe 6 years old on up to high school, young ladies, you know, who some of them were in trouble or whatever, but just helping them. The owner, she would actually teach them how to step. They would go to step show competitions, and then she was mentoring them at the same time. And then once they became of age, I believe around 17 or 18, then they would go over to Rap for Success, which was women with resilience and aspiration. And, you know, they would work with them further. And then, you know, not just with them, but with other ladies as well who were going through different challenges. So I started working with them and, you know, going to their different events, and they would actually ask me to video and to just write articles up for the magazine. And not just them, there were other organizations like cancer organizations. I have a friend who has a cancer organization, and I was working with them. And through them, I met other people, and, you know, not just organizations, but just different people. And, you know, people who were going through, who were struggling. And I would actually interview with them. And the first big person, you know, they are big, too, in my eyesight. But the first person that was nationally known that I interviewed with was Susan Taylor. And I believe everybody would know her as the editor-in-chief at one time, Essence Magazine. And that was her brand. And I interviewed with her because she started a program called National Cares Mentoring after Hurricane Katrina, and that was to help all of the youth, you know, under that program. So I interviewed with her, and then from then on, I just started interviewing, you know, with a lot of people, you know, not just people with organizations, but celebrities as well. And I was invited to do different awards, you know, like BET, Red Carpets, the Stellar Awards, Press Room, Soul Train Music Awards, Red Carpet. And it just started growing from there. And I also got into radio, just as you are. And I was having a lot of guests coming on the show, you know, with the organizations and different people doing great things in the community. So from then on, it just started to grow.
You know, that's I really love your story and how you talk about the strategy that just actually happened to happen. You started with who you wanted to. It came from your heart and the children who you wanted to make sure that they had a way to get out of things and have a better life. And once you put that in motion, it was almost like the universe basically just started taking over and making the things happen for you. What type of advice would you give to those who are interested in starting their own magazine?
Well, first of all, make sure that it's your passion. You know, mm-hmm. that's what you really, really want to do. And the first thing to do is a lot of research. You know, find out more about the magazine business, you know, how it works and, you know, what avenues and what channels you really have to take to get there. And that's a lot. I did a lot of that, you know, research. And I think that's the key word, to research anything that you want to get into. And, you know, once you do that, and, you know, I would lay things out, you know, how you want your pages to look, who you want to interview. And not to say, you may not get everybody that you want to interview, but you have to put yourself out there. You have to reach out to them. Because I reached out to a few people, and it took them a year to get back with me. But, of course, they were celebrities. And the one thing I always asked them was, what are you doing to give back to the community? Because it is a community or, you know, magazine. But
right.
You have to put yourself out there. You know, don't be afraid to get out there. You know, you will get turned down. You know, and a lot of times you won't, because people want to be in magazines. They want to tell their stories. So the biggest thing is to do your research.
Now, and thinking about research, I understand that you're actually now putting together a program that you can assist people with these dreams and also learning to start their own magazine?
Yes, there's a lot of valuable information that I can give out, and I am putting together a program, you know, which will include a package. And if, you know, for those who are interested, you know, you can, again, reach me at Fusions, F-U-Z-I-O-N-Z, magazine, and TV at hotmail.com for more information. But, you know, if you want to learn more information, I will be putting the information also on the website, which is at www.fusionsmagazineandtv.com.
Okay, and just so we're definitely clear, F-U-Z as in zebra, I-O-N-Z as in zebra, Fusions Magazine and TV.com.
Yes.
All right. So now, what type of advice do you believe that you received in the early days when you started this that helped you along the way? What key things?
I'm glad that you asked me that question. I interviewed, and this is a big part of why I kept going, because sometimes it can get tedious and can get frustrating. But in the early stages of the magazine in 2009, you know, even after the interview with Susan Taylor, I did a whole lot of work on the magazine, and it was a different platform than what I have now. There was a gentleman that I interviewed with. His name is James Thomas. And I don't know if you're familiar with Black Entertainment Magazine. And this magazine was started back in the, I want to say, 1980s, the early 80s. But his platform was to interview with all the, you know, celebrities. Like, this is when Denzel and Chaka Khan, people like them, you know, when they were really just kind of getting started, or some had already been in existence, but, you know, they weren't given, you know, that equal opportunity to, you know, show, you know, their talents, you know, their multiple talents and stuff. So what he did is created this platform, you know, just for Black celebrities to be heard and to be seen. So I interviewed with him, and he was telling me his story. And when he started out $500 in his pocket.
Wow.
He put a lot of work into the magazine, and he lost money. He actually lost a lot, but he kept going. He kept going with the magazine. He didn't stop. And he shared with me, you know, when he got started back then, He saw the small, where he was working, there was a small business administration. He had no clue of what it was, but he went in there. And then he saw the computers, he saw the printers, and he was like, wow. And he had the dream of doing a magazine, and that's when he did it. He started printing out stuff, and he was telling me that they were so impressed with him because he gave them, you know, he gave them a big shout-out for them letting him use their facility, you know, in the magazine. And they were so impressed that they started telling the LA Times and different outlets about him and about the magazine, and he started getting phone calls. And it's like he just blew up overnight. And people were wanting to do advertisements and everything with him. So, you know, when he was telling me all of this, it was like it just gave me that motivation and extra motivation and extra drive, you know, to keep pushing. And that's what he was telling me. He said, people are going to turn you down. They're not going to believe in your dreams, but you just have to keep going no matter what. And so after that, I just kept going. And I would tell anybody that, you know, no matter what people think, no matter what their opinions are, you know, because they're not going to always be good, but just keep on going, because everybody's not going to follow your dreams and everybody's not going to believe in what you're doing. But as long as you believe in what you're doing and you have that confidence in yourself and that positivity, you know, you just keep on going.
Wow, spoken like a true coach and somebody that's been there. I can't really even begin to I've read the magazine. I've been to the website, and the new website actually is what our listeners will be visiting, the Fusions Magazine and TV.com. And it's awesome every way, the way you have it laid out, the way it's put together. I can't wait to see the next episode that you put out. Can you tell us a little bit about how often the magazine comes out and why?
Okay, it actually comes out like every 2 months. And the reason I did it like that, you know, so I won't be so overwhelmed because I'm actually working on it by myself, you know. And I do have, like when I go to the different events, I do have a lady that actually travels with me and helps me with the photography. So, but this, the issue that's coming out November, it'll be out shortly. And the reason I haven't put it out yet, because I actually just went to the Soul Train Music Awards red carpet. I was invited to cover that event. And I definitely want to put that in, you know, for the November issue, because it did actually occur in November. And I will have a December issue coming out as well. And the reason I'm doing it like that, because I wanted to do a special edition for December. And starting January, it will go back to January, February issue.
Okay. All right, good. Now, we have people who have tuned in to listen. Sometimes they may have a question. Sometimes they just want to listen. So right now I have a person from the 214 area code with their phone number. The first three is 450. Caller, I'm going to put you on the air. If you don't have anything to say, just be quiet. And if you do, please state your name and where you're from. All right, so give me a second. And caller from the 214 area code, 450, phone number is the beginning. What's your name and where you're from? Okay, it appears that that caller just wanted to listen. Now we have another caller here that would love to see if you had any comments or anything. Caller, you are from the 469 area code. 855 is the first three. Now, just like the last caller, if you don't have anything to say and you want to listen, just listen. If you do have a question, go right ahead. So caller from 469-855, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Patricia McCoy, and I'm from Rowlett, Texas. I was invited to the call by my friend Shanova Kinsey, and I just wanted to let her know that she's doing an awesome job, and I like what she's doing in the community here in Texas and abroad. I just really tapped in on the call, so I kind of came in at the tail end, and I do agree okay. She has an awesome magazine, and I just encourage any listeners that are listening in to go to her website and just take some downtime and read some of the articles that she has out there. She has some really awesome articles, and she's connected with some pretty prominent people, and I just want to say I'm proud of you, Shanova.
Well, thank you so much, Patricia, and I just want to make it known on the air that Patricia McCoy is the co-founder of Waywella, and it is a cancer organization, and she's one of the people that I kind of mentioned earlier, you know, about working with the, you know, cancer organizations. She's one of the people that I do work with, you know, as far as going out to her events and putting articles inside of the magazine, you know, based upon, you know, what she's doing. And she's doing some really, really, really big things in the community here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I really want to commend her.
Wow, Patricia, that's great. I'm really glad to hear that you're doing those things and making a difference in our community, and especially Shanova, for you inviting some of your friends on. We've got a lot more callers, but it's just we only have a certain amount of time. Patricia, I'd definitely like to thank you for your comment. I'm going to put you on hold. Did you want to say goodbye or anything?
I'm going to say goodbye, good night, and I enjoy. Please send me out an invite the next time you have your radio talk show. I didn't know you were out there.
Okay, well, that's part of what we do is also get the word out about us. But right now it's all about Shanova and the awesome job that she's doing. All right. So once again, can you please get out your contact information so that people will know where to find you and how to reach you?
Okay, they can reach me at www.fusions, and that's F-U-Z-I-O-N-Z, magazine, and TV.com. Or if they have any questions, they can email me at fusionsmagazineandtv@hotmail.com.
Great, great. Now, is there anything that you would like to cover that we may have not touched upon? What's a passion that you have that most people, that even people that know you, don't even know?
Well, I mean, a lot of people really know. I love to help people. That's one of my biggest passions. I love to help people. And I have a project that's coming up, and it's called Feel the Rain.
Okay.
And I would really, really, that's one of the things that I really want to work on besides the magazine. And what it's going to do, it's going to help people. I mean, not just here in the Metroplex. Of course, you know, this is my home, so naturally I would start here. But I just want to reach out to communities everywhere that are hurting and to help them, those families who have family members who have illnesses where it's hard for them to pay the bills or, you know, just people who are struggling in general. I want to help them. I want to start the nonprofit, and I want to help to support them.
Wow, and that's, you know, what I really love about the conversations that I have with some of our guests is that you get to kind of talk to them before the show and after the show and really see where their heart is. And Shanova, you are, you know, just like all of our big thinkers, you know, one of those people, too, who truly what I call shoot from the heart, you know, not shoot from the hip, but shoot from the heart. And you can tell in just the way that you put your magazine together and your websites that you really take into consideration what people are out there looking for, and you're making it easy for them to have access to you. I'll definitely be, you know, a supporter anyway here at thinkbigradio.com and Blake Investment Group with anything that you will be involved in. It's just a wonderful thing to have guests such as you come on the show. Now, if you had 5 minutes to give the key to business success, and I know earlier you mentioned be persistent, what step-by-step method would you give to our listeners?
Okay, you mean as far as just being successful, period?
Yes, yes. Or business in general, being successful.
Okay. Well, first of all, like I said earlier, make sure you have, you know, what your passion is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to be the key to success. You know, whatever you're doing in business, it has to be something that you are motivated to do, something that you like doing, because if you don't like doing it, you're not going to stay there very long. And the next thing to do, you know, if you're going to go forward with, you know, that passion, you know, do a lot of research. You know, research whatever it is, you know, to get your platform started. And then start reaching out to people in the community who are, you know, pretty much have the same passion as you do. Reach out to them, you know, and just kind of find out, you know, what it is they did, you know, what it is they're doing. You know, some people might tell you, some people might not, but you know the people who really want to help you. And I would stick with those people. You know, surround yourself with positive people, people who are thinking like you are, you know, per se, or people who are trying to go somewhere in life. And surround yourself with those type of people and, you know, just stay connected with them. And then, of course, you know, if you're doing some kind of business where you need equipment or whatever, make sure you do your research, like cameras, you know, video equipment, you know, different things like that, computers. Because, you know, if you're going out into the field and doing stuff, you're going to need stuff like that. And you really, I'm serious, I found that out the hard way. You need your equipment. you really need your equipment. And then, if you know, at first you may not be able to afford, you know, like real expensive equipment, but, you know, just start upgrading. You know, use whatever you have, whatever resources you have, use it to the fullest. And
wow.
then just start upgrading and building from there. You know, especially if you're doing a magazine. I'm serious. This is some stuff that's really important. You know, stuff that you need. And like I said, I found out the hard way. But, you know, after that, you know, just start building your fan base, you know, your social media, Facebook. A lot of people are afraid of that, afraid to get on social media. You don't have to get out there to tell your business or whatever, but get out there and, you know, make it your business. I mean, keep it at a business level.
Mm.
And then after that, you know, first and foremost, though, I shouldn't have left this out, do a lot of praying, keeping God first, because even with the you know, everything that I've been through as far as going to these red carpets and stuff, I attribute that all to him, not me. It's nothing I did. It's just that he put me in these places. And, you know, when you have that opportunity to go to these places, carry yourself, you know, in a professional
way. Godlike.
A lot of people. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm telling you, a lot of people don't.
Sonova, I'm just going to put out there that information is priceless. And one of the most important things that you said, you know, other than, of course, you know, pray and, you know, give God his due, is the fact that you said start where you are. Some people think they have to go so far out. And there's a story about, I believe it's called Acres of Diamonds or something of the sort, where some gentleman had a diamond field and sold it because he didn't know. He wanted to go somewhere else to search for his fortune. And you basically said exactly what people need to hear is start where you are. Start working in that general circle and then work your way out. You know, and that success happens because people tend to overlook where they are right at that moment. And everything it was right on point. I wish we had more time. We have about 2 minutes left. So do you have anything that you would like to thank for the interview? And, of course, get out your website one more time so that people will know how to reach you.
Okay. Yes, I want to thank God first and foremost. I really want to thank you for inviting me on the show and thank Patricia for calling in and for everybody else that's listening. Just to, you know, all the people here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and my family, of course. And my website where people can go to visit is www.fusions, and that's FUZIONZ, magazine and TV.com. And if people want, if they have any more questions that they need to ask me or want to find out more information about the pamphlet that I'm going to start or the booklet, they can go to Fusions, FUZIONZ, magazine and TV at hotmail.com.
Great. Once again, guys, that was Shanova Kinsey out of the Dallas, Texas area, the founder of Fusions Magazine, another one of those big thinkers brought to you by thinkbigradio.com. Once again, I'd like to also thank you for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.